People like very bright things, do they not? That is why women's clothes are very eye-catching. For example, a diamond on a ring immediately catches the eye. This stems from a predisposition to paradise in the human soul. It's given us as an instinct. It's Allah who causes us to love those gems. Because we are already instinctively prepared for paradise, we are literally hypnotized when we see them. Paradise enters our minds, and we subconsciously delight in it, albeit all unawares. When we see a green place, for instance, we like it because of a predisposition to paradise in us, and we think of ever more perfect versions. Our love for those precious stones also comes from our heavenly instinct. It's a pleasure that stems from knowing paradise. When people pick up an apple, it is never a perfect apple, of course. They know there will always be the best one. Whoever you ask will know that there can always be a more perfect apple or cherry or banana. Nobody totally likes his home or clothing, and they always have the idea of something even better. This is a predisposition to paradise that is encoded in people. The human soul is encoded with a predisposition for paradise. A person is never satisfied with anything and never really truly likes it unless he finds its version in paradise. No woman in this world is truly beautiful. People will always feel something is missing with her. That is, they intensely feel something absent in her. Nobody in this world ever finds the woman he is looking for, in the physical sense. Though, of course, there are women who are very splendid in her spirit. There are people who are very beautiful in soul and character. But there is much more of what people like in paradise. Allah creates these things only very seldom in this world. For example, there is the real gold in paradise. Gold that is used is a great deal. For example, there is very little gold in the gilding on that wood there, but it catches the eye and we really like it. We really enjoy seeing some gold leaf being used or a piece of gold thread embroidery. There is very, very much embroidery in paradise that is also created in our brains. It does exist on the outside, but it is created in our brains and gives us much pleasure. One of the delightful aspects of paradise is this. There are mansions in paradise that someone on the outside can see inside, and someone on the outside can see the outside. One feature of paradise is that there is crystal all over the place. Light is a beauty that is much used of in paradise. Everything sparkles. Everything is finely embroidered and detailed. People are literally dazzled in paradise. It's a beauty. That is what people always seek, if you notice. They always seek bright, sparkling water, transparency. That stems from a subconscious predisposition to paradise that Allah bestows. One looks for a lake, albeit a small one. One looks for a river, though a very small one. As long as there is water, people don't know, but that's an instinct, a predisposition to paradise. For example, even a bright, sparkling small gem hypnotizes one. This is a quality of paradise.
Müslüman çok nezih olacak, çok derin düşünen, affedici.
Of course, a Muslim will be very tranquil, someone who thinks very deeply, who is forgiving, affectionate, considerate of those around, who strives for their happiness, is clean and well-groomed, and who makes his surroundings pleasanter. At home, he beautifies his house. He strives to ensure his body is well-maintained, that his hair and clothing are well-groomed, to speak nicely, to have pleasant facial expressions, to have a pleasant voice, for his home to have a pleasant atmosphere, to have good food and music around, and for everything to be agreeable. Because the believer's soul cries out, Paradise, Paradise, it desires it, and it constantly seeks it in this world. When the believer desires that, Allah makes everywhere a paradise for him. Constant perfection is a Muslim's ideal. People from paradise come here, people worthy of paradise. And those deserving of hell come from hell, because this world is but a single moment. I am saying that. For example, our Prophet ﷺ was already in paradise. That is, he didn't go to paradise only later. And our Prophet ﷺ is in paradise now. Our Prophet ﷺ was in paradise before coming here, before he was born. Therefore, he came to this world from paradise.